Welcome in. Today we're building a brick lab blueprint in Ableton Live 12, how to compose percussion layers around a jungle, old-school D&B break, so it feels authentic, rolling, slightly unruly but still controlled enough that later mastering doesn't turn into damage control. This is intermediate level, and the mindset is important. When I say mastering style inside the drum group, I don't mean we're mastering the track right now. I mean we're building layers that already behave, clean transients, controlled stereo, predictable headroom, and no low mid fog that makes your limiter cry later. Here's the destination. You'll end up with one main break track, called Break Core, and one group called Perk Layers. Inside that group we'll build kick reinforcement, snare or clap reinforcement, ghost hats and shakers, rides and crash accents, and a fully noise texture layer. Then we'll set up two returns, a tight room and a dubby echo throw. Finally, we'll glue the whole percussion group with a bus chain that's loud safe without flattening the groove. And we'll arrange it into a 16 to 32 bar structure with variations and fills. Alright, step 0. Set the stage so groove decisions land correctly. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I'm going to park at 165, classic territory. Set global quantization to 1/16th. So it'd snap in a usable way when you're working quickly. Now create tracks. Make an audio track named Break Core. Then create a group track called Perk Layers, and inside it create 5 tracks, Kickler, Snareler, Hats Ghost, Rides, and Foley. And add 2 return tracks, return a named room, return B named TUB. One workflow note before we touch sound. Grouping early is not just neatness. It's how you keep automation clean. And it's how you make sure all your layers share the same world when you start gluing and managing peaks. Now step 1. Choose and prep your break core. This is the DNA. Everything we add should respect the break story, not replace it. Drop your break into break core. Amen style. Think. Hot pants. Apache or your own chop doesn't matter as long as it has character. Turn warp on. And for warp mode, be careful. Complex Pro can smear transients, and jungle lives and dies on transients. So try beats mode. Set preserve to transients, and start the envelope around 20 to 40. If it gets clicky and annoying, reduce the envelope. If it gets mushy and soft, increase it a bit. Loop 1 to 2 bars. Now the secret sauce. Micro timing. Open groove pool. Grab a classic 16th swing MPC-ish, or anything that feels like a human leaning. Apply it to the break. Start with groove amount around 20 to 35%. Timing at 100%. Velocity can be close to zero, maybe up to 10% if you want it to breathe. Don't commit yet. We're still feeling it out. As a teacher style check, solo break core and listen for 2 things. 1. Can you nod your head? 2. Are the transients still crisp? If the groove is right, but it sounds like it's under a blanket, that's usually warping or too much envelope. Step 2. Build the kick layer. The rule is reinforce, don't fight. Your kick layer is not there to announce itself. It's there to make the low end consistent and translate on smaller speakers, while the break does its chaos. On Kickler, add a drum rack. Load one clean, punchy kick with a short tail. If you have a kick with too much subtail, it'll smear with jungle bass layer, so keep it tight. Now write MIDI that follows the break's main kick hits. Keep it simple, a 2-step skeleton is often enough. Hits on 1 and 3, and then you can add little variations once the groove is stable. Now the kick layer device chain. First, EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 35 HE. Steep enough to remove junk you can't hear, but your limiter will definitely feel. If it's boxy, a gentle cut around 200 to 350 HE, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it needs chest, a tiny boost around 60 to 90 HE tiny. We're not building a techno kick, we're supporting a break. Next, drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8%. Boom at 0 to 20%, and I want you to be suspicious of boom. Boom can sound amazing solo and completely destabilize your master later. Damp to taste, often 10 to 30%, and transients plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how much snap you need. Then a saturator, soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Then utility, turn on bass mono around 120 HC. This is non-negotiable if you want your low end to stay solid across systems. Trim gain so the kick layer is not bulleting the break. Here's the mastering-minded listening test. Mute the kick layer. If the track collapses, you nailed it. If nothing changes, it's too quiet. If it suddenly sounds cleaner and more open, your layer was too loud or fighting phase. And quick coach tip, if the kick layer makes the low end thinner, don't immediately reach for more EQ. First, check phase and timing. Try utility phase invert. If that doesn't fix it, nudge timing by tiny amounts. And I mean tiny. Use track delay on kick-LYR as a quick test. Try negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds. You're aligning impact timing, not just grid position. If it gets clicky, back off or go positive a few ms. Step 3. Snare layer. Old jungle snares are often mid-body plus top snap, sometimes with a clap for vibe. The job here is audibility in dense bass and that front edge that cuts through without you cranking the entire drum boss. On Snareler, at a drum rack, load a snare body sample that lives somewhere between 200 hc and 1.5 khe, then a snare snap sample that lives in the 2 to 8 khe zone. Optional clap or rim for character. Program it to follow the break's main backbeat. Think of that classic halftime feel. The main hits land where the break wants them. Snare device chain. EQ8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 hc. If it's harsh, notch 3 to 5 khc a little. If it needs air, gentle shelf at 8 to 12 khc. 1 to 3 dB. Then drum bus. Drive 2 to 6%. Transients plus 10 to plus 25. Crunch is optional. Keep it low. 0 to 10%. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. We're not pinning it. Then utility. Keep the snare layer mostly mono-ish. Width somewhere from 70 to 100% depending on how wide your break already is. Coach note. Treat layers like accent markers, not replacement drums. If your break snare is already perfect, your snare layer might be just a high-passed snap that adds presence through saturation and bus processing. Sometimes the right layer is barely audible solo. Step 4. Ghost hats and shakers. This is the jungle treadmill. Quiet 16ths with velocity storytelling. Movement without stealing the break's transients. On hats ghost, load a drum rack with a closed hat, a short shaker, and maybe a tiny perk tick. Make a 1-bar MIDI loop that's mostly 1/16 notes, but remove a few steps so it breathes. The silence is part of the groove. Now shape velocity like a drummer. Use a range like 40 to 70. Stronger on offbeats, softer in between. And apply the same groove as the break. That's how the layers feel like they belong to the same performer. Hat chain. Auto filter in high pass mode, cut off around 400 to 800 hc. Optionally add subtle LFO movement, but keep it subtle. Then a tiny bit of redux. Downsample just a little. 2 to 8. For grit. If you hear it has an effect, you went too far. Then echo, time 1/8 or 1/16, feedback 10 to 20%. High pass the echo around 500 hc so it doesn't fog the mix. Mix 5 to 12%. This is seasoning, not soup. Then utility, widen just the hats, width 120 to 160%. But remember, we widen hats, not low mids and definitely not sub. Step 5, rides and crashes. Old school jungle loves rides that are almost too much in a good way, especially in the drop, but we'll control them so they hype without tearing your head off. On rides, add a ride loop or one-shot ride and place crashes at phrase starts, bar 1, 9, 17, at kind of structure. Keep the ride rhythm consistent, but automate the level per section. This is huge. Rides can make your drop feel louder without you actually raising your peak level. If you automate intelligently, ride chain, EQ8. High pass 300 to 600 hc. If harsh, dip 6 to 9 khc a little. Then a compressor with a fast-ish attack, 1 to 3 ms, release 50 to 120 ms, just taining peaks by 1 to 3 dB. And plan to send rides to room for space. Step 6. Foley and noise texture. This is the glue and the pirate radio tape vibe. It makes the drums feel like they came from a world, not a sterile sample pack. On Foley, load vinyl noise, room tone, cassette hiss, crowd ambience, rain, metal ticks, whatever matches your aesthetic. Loop it quietly, Foley chain, EQ8, band pass it, high pass 200 to 500 hc, low pass 6 to 10 khc, then a saturator, very light, 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on, auto pan at half note or 1 bar rate, amount 10 to 25%, then utility, bass mono around 150 hc, important warning, Foley can secretly inflate 200 to 500 hc, which is where loudness dies. If your groove starts sounding bigger but your master gets quieter, that's usually low mid buildup from room and texture. Step 7. Returns. Bass without washing out the break. Return a room. Add hybrid reverb. Choose an algorithmic room or small plate. Decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 20 ms. High pass 300 to 600 hc. low pass 7 to 10 kHz, mix at 100% because it's a return. Use room mainly on hats and rides, and maybe a touch of snare. Keep it tight, we're creating a drum room, not a hall. Return B, dub. Add echo. Sync to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 40%. Filter it. High pass 400 to 800 Hz. Low pass 5 to 8 kHz. Optional saturator after with 2 to 5 dB drive. And this is key. Don't leave dub sends on all the time. Automate throws at phrase ends and fills. That's how you get classic jungle movement without clutter. Step 8. The Perk Layers Group Mastering Style Bus Chain. This is your controlled loudness and cohesion, without crushing the bounce. On the Perk Layers Group channel, add EQ8 for cleanup. Gentle high pass at 20 to 30 Hz. If it's muddy, a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 ms so transients get through. Release auto, or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. And here's the listening cue. Don't stare at gain reduction. Listen for groove tilt. If hats start getting pulled forward, or snares feel shorter and less cheeky, lengthen attack or reduce input. Don't just swap samples in frustration. Next, drum bus on the group. Drive 2 to 5%. Transients plus 5 to plus 15. Crunch 0 to 5%. This is for gentle density. Then a limiter as safety, not loudness. Ceiling at negative 1 dB. It should catch occasional peaks, maybe 1 dB max. If it's doing more than that, fix the source. Clip gain, foley, cymbals, or overhype transients. Headroom target. Keep the percussion group peaking around negative 6 to negative 3 dB before your full track master chain. Jungle needs transient room. If you chase loudness too early, you'll end up with a modern pancake, and that's not the vibe.